Welcome to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis, and I'm here today to share with you some urgent actions that I've received from online activist groups, as well as share with you a lot of music. Today we have, we have two take action alerts from the Natural Resources Defense Council. And we also have from Act for Change or Acting for Change, a part of Working Assets, Long Distance, and Mobile Phones, this progressive phone company. We have a action alert for ensuring election integrity by 2008. And the 21st Century Activism News Hour is about this. It's about participating in this democracy of ours. It is only as good as our participation in it. And so each week, I share current action alerts that I've received via email. I pass on the information to you so that you too can also receive them, take action with them. And just by a little bit more effort, or just a small part of more participation, we can easily create change that we wish to see, both on the national stage as well as on the world stage, as well as find out about issues that we care about that the corporate media does not cover. So also look forward to hearing music by Pierre Henry, Prefuse 73, The Human League, Play, Philip Glass, Portishead, and more than that coming up. So you're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis. The MySpace page for the show is myspace.com/Marquis_KR. That's MARQUIS _KR. MySpace.com/Marquis_KR. We come back. We'll look at the first of two urgent actions that I've received recently from the Natural Resources Defense Council, a defender of both the environment and the wildlife of the environment around the world, when we come back. Skillradio.org. First Century Activism News Hour. I'm DJ Marquis. I got the instant messenger up and running. If you'd like to send me a message or have any questions about any of the information that I share with you today, you can instant message us here at the station. The username is killradioorg, just without the dot. Killradioorg, all one word. And I'll be happy to answer any questions or pass on anything you have to share or anything like that. We start off the set today with This Is Now. It's kind of the unofficial theme song of the show. It's by the band The Knife. After that, we heard the wonderful William Orbit's The Invisible Mix of Psyche Rock. That was originally done by Pierre Henry. And then we ended this set with Prefuse 73 with a song called Nuno. And then underneath here is another song by Prefuse 73 called Afternoon Lovin'. So I got an email from the president of the Natural Resources Defense Council. Now, it's not like we're buddies or anything, but I'm on the list, and so I get emails, and they're personalized to me. And Francis Benike, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, wrote me this. The Bush administration is poised to approve a plan for 60 new gas wells and a maze of roads and pipelines in the spectacular White River Wilderness in northeastern Utah. We need your immediate online action to block this attack. The deadline to register your opposition to this destructive proposal is Monday, today. Tell the Bureau of Land Management to study the full potential impacts on the White River Wilderness and adjacent wildlands before considering this reckless scheme. Last year, our email defender sent nearly 33,000 messages protesting a BLM analysis that failed to acknowledge the devastating effects of putting new gas wells in this unique western wilderness. The agency's latest study is no better. If drilled, these wells would be some of the first on lands that the BLM says are worthy of strict wilderness protections. The towering sandstone cliffs and deep canyons of the White River region, part of our Red Rock Wilderness biogem, are a refuge for deer, elk, antelope, waterfowl, and golden eagles. According to the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, the spectacular scenery of the White River provides a dramatic backdrop for the hiker, rafter, canoeist, for fishing enthusiasts who visit this unique area. Over the past few years, the Bureau of Land Management has approved the construction of roads, pipelines, and compressor stations to the north, east, and west of the White River Wilderness, but has never examined the cumulative impacts of this development on the region's natural values. So, the link is this. It's www.savebiogems.org. So write that down, savebiogems.org. That's SAVEBIOGEMS.org /Red Rock and then /take action. So savebiogems.org /Red Rock /take action, and that will take you to it. The email is already written out for you. There's things you can, of course, the body of the email is the body of email is open so that you can personalize it. And it's written out to the project manager, Stephanie Howard, of the Bureau of Land Management. And then if you scroll down, you can see where you can fill in all your information. And if you're already a member, if you already signed up with them before, they save your information so that you don't have to fill it all out every time. But if this is the first time you've ever taken action with the NRDC or as a BioGems defender, as what they call it, you'll have to fill in all the fields for you, but you can actually have them save them for you. I believe they save it as a cookie on your computer, so it just comes up. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know if they save it or you have it. I'm not sure. I have a feeling they have it because how else would they get all that information? Just by your email address. And then once you click it, it shows, it thanks you, and then it also says you've earned some action credits. So, it's NRDC, the Natural Resources Defense Council. It's It's about the Red Rock Wilderness area of Utah. So I invite you to go to nrdc.org to find out more information on the other actions they have, as well as this one, which again is savebiogems.org/redrock/takeaction. Let's go to music. We'll come back with a action alert I got from Act for Change. This is the Human League with I Want Your Love Action. And I said that with a straight face.
Thank you.
KillRadio.org. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour. My name is DJ Marquis. MySpace.com, Marquis underscore KR. That's MARQUIS underscore KR. If you have any questions, as some people have had, or any follow-up on anything that I've talked about today, you can instant message me here at the station. AOL Instant Messenger, KillRadio.org, all one word. KillRadio.org without the dot. We just heard Philip Glass and the track Runaway Horses from the film Mishima. Before that was the band Play. P-L-E-J is their spelling. The track was called Blue. And then we started this musical set by the Human League. A track called Love Action, I Believe in Love. And right now we're listening to an artist by the name of Lawrence. Ode to Moldy Cottage Cheese is the name of the track. So the next urgent action that we have came to me via email from Act for Change. And I don't know if you're familiar with Working Assets. Working Assets is a progressive-minded, long-distance, and cell phone company. Before there were even cell phones in the mass quantities that they were, I used to have them as my long-distance service provider. And then they started carrying cell phones as well. And what they also have is a website called actforchange.org. And they have a number of activism alerts from a variety of subjects. So this one is regarding the bill H.R. 811 from Representative Rush Holt, Democrat of New Jersey. And this is what it says. Few people would argue that one of the most pressing problems facing American democracy today is the questionable integrity of our elections. Representative Rush Holt, Democrat, New Jersey, has introduced the Voter Confidence and Increased Accessibility Act, H.R. 811, to help repair our broken electoral system. Unfortunately, as reported in the New York Times, and here they actually have a link to that article, forces in Congress are moving to gut the Holt bill's reforms and delay imperative voting reforms until 2012. If passed in its current form without modifications, H.R. 811 will prevent the use of paperless electronic voting machines and will require audits to check the accuracy of the vote counts for federal elections. The bill includes security provisions that ban internet connections for voting machines, as well as for systems that tabulate the votes on election night. It also makes the paper ballot the official record in audits and recounts and requires election officials to post a notice explaining to voters the need to verify their vote. This bill has over 200 bipartisan co-sponsors and represents our best hope for establishing a voter-verified paper record in time for the 2008 elections. However, the bill has been hung up in the House and is being modified to allow for the continued deployment of tiny cast register style printers of the sort infamous for losing 10% of the ballots in Cuyahoga County, Ohio in 2006. This is a step in the wrong direction. So, how do you get here? Go to I'm going to back up real quick, see if this is right. Go to actforchange.org, and you'll see under National Actions, there's a lot on this page, so look at them over. There's other ones we've taken action from here before, but under National Actions, there's a column on the left-hand side that says National Actions. It says H.R. 811, Our Best Hope for Election Integrity by 2008. So click on that. You'll see all the information that I just read for you, also the link to the New York Times article, and then the emails to the right. And if you're already a member, they should have your information already loaded in. If you're not, you can just fill it out, and they'll save it for you, like I said before. Mine's going to my representative, Lucille Roybal Allard, and it's already written out, and I can personalize it. So I'm going to fill this out, double-check everything, and then send it off. Let's go back to music. This is Portishead with the track Western Eyes. You're listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour with me, DJ Marquis.
speak low, when you speak love, our summer day withers away too soon.
First Century Activism News Hour, killradio.org. I'm DJ Marquis, myspace.com/Marquis_KR, MARQUIS_KR. That last track we just heard was the Bent remix of Speak Low, originally performed by Billie Holiday. Before that, we heard the track Smile from the Youngsters. And then we started off this set with Portishead in the song Western Eyes. Underneath right now, part of the Nortec Collective, the artist Fusible with the track Ventilador. And we have one more action alert that I want to share with you today. I got this one. When did I get this? I got this today. Try to keep them as up to date as possible. This one again is from the Natural Resources Defense Council. I'm really impressed with this group, how they cover all this amazing stuff, especially with an administration that seems to be anti the environment rather than for it. This one, again, is about an issue that we've heard about before. In fact, we've taken action about before over the years. And it seems to not be going away. So this was, again, sent to me from the president of the Natural Resources Defense Council, Francis Benike. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. If it's ES, it's female, right? Yeah, it's IS is male. Yeah, thank you. Anyway, it says, Dear Marquis, we only have until end of day tomorrow, that would be Tuesday, to submit official citizen comments to protect wells against the Bush administration's plan to unleash an onslaught of low-frequency active sonar throughout the world's oceans. The American people have rejected it. The federal courts have ruled against it. But the U.S. Navy won't take no for an answer. It's bringing back a sonar system so powerful it can impact wells 300 miles away with its ear-splitting noise. Its effects are so far-reaching and so unknown, it could threaten the survival of entire populations of marine mammals. So right now, the Navy wants to deploy this low-frequency active sonar system across a staggering 70% of the world's oceans. So we can submit our comment before tomorrow's deadline. It continues to say, it is critical that we send the Bush administration a message loud and clear that we will not let them play a terrifying game of Russian roulette with our planet's oceans. LFA sonar can deafen, maim, and kill whales, but scientists are even more alarmed at its potential impacts on whale migration, feeding, mating, and communication. In other words, the biological keys to the survival of whale species. 5 years ago, NRDC won a dramatic courtroom victory blocking global deployment of this dangerous sonar system just as the Navy was about to launch operations. Since then, the Navy's training with LFA sonar has been limited to one remote area, but now the Navy is back with the same reckless proposal for worldwide testing and training. Shockingly, the National Marine Fisheries Service is once again giving the Navy a permit to harass or injure hundreds of thousands of marine mammals each year that get in the way of its sonar. So send a citizen comment right now telling the Bush administration you will not accept this massive acoustic assault on our planet's oceans. So let's see if this one is as easy to get to as the other one, because when I share these links, let's see, what is this link? Okay, it's a little bit similar. Let me see if I can find the easy way for you first, though. Yes, I think that's going to work. Yep. Okay, good. So if you go to www.savebiogems.org, that's save bio, B-I-O, gems, G-E-M-S.org, that's the NRDC's activism website, you'll see a drop menu that says Biogems Watch List. And if you scroll to the very bottom, there's one at the bottom of that list that says whales in danger. Click on that, and that should take you to that same page. Yeah, it automatically does it. So there's a way to take action, and there's also a way to donate. So it has more information there. So click on that, and that will take you to the right page. The email is written out to you. It's written out to P. Michael Payne, Chief of Permits. I believe that's the Navy. Oh, no, National Marine Fisheries Service. You can personalize it, of course. If you've taken action before, you can just fill in your email address, and it'll do the it'll fill in all the fields for you. Otherwise, you'll want to fill in all the fields and then send it off. This one is really, this is a really scary proposal, both on what we know about it now and what we don't know. And it's one of those things where once we do it, it could be too late. So I invite you to take action with this. Again, that's through the National Natural Resources Defense Council. If you just go to savebiogems.org, if you're not already getting their email alerts, you can go to savebiogems.org. And on the left-hand side, it says visit all the biogems and take action. There's a drop menu. If you scroll to the bottom of it where it says whales in danger, it'll take you to that page. And so that wraps it up for today. We did two from the NRDC, and we did one from Act for Change. So if you have any questions or comments, you can always email me through Kill Radio. It's marquis@killradio.org. That's M-A-R-Q-U-I-S @killradio.org. You can also visit me on my MySpace page, myspace.com/marquis_KR. Coming up next at the top of the hour is the show Here Here with DJs Mark and John. It's killradio.org's all submission show. Bands submit from all over the world. They send it, a band submit, and then those two guys play it. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to close out with this song by The Field called Capsta. And then after that, Turquoise Sky, the alternative version by Sarah Melson. You've been listening to the 21st Century Activism News Hour on killradio.org. The archive of the show will be available later today for download. Thank you so much.
Inside my eyes, the moon was new. It was the first day of spring, the very beginning of our big surprise. Look up at the turquoise sky, the first star. Kissed your head, we heard the children yell. I was high underneath your spell, in the softest sun, felt like you could be. Sky, we walk below the sun.